How's your bed feeling these days? You can use a new one, probably, if it's been 5 or 6 years. And Droma Bed is one of the newest, most advanced memory foam mattresses ever made. It's spelled D-R-O-M-M-A. Droma. State-of-the-art. Ergonomic, cutting-edge design techniques for ultra comfort. It's eco-friendly as well. And it's all built to fit in a small box, small enough to be shipped via standard shipping methods. They ring your doorbell, drop it on the front porch, and run. And then you pick it up and you bring it in your bedroom, and there you go. 100% sourced and manufactured in the USA, the Droma bed is, and you get a 200-night risk-free trial. Free shipping. That's right, free shipping within the 48 contiguous states. Made from natural products, it's 12 inches thick as opposed to 10 inches of standard foam mattress that's out there. The extra inches give you more support, more comfort, and a more luxurious sleep experience. Go to the sponsor page, look for Droma Bed, and for a limited time, enjoy $75 off with the exclusive offer code on our website. Go look, Droma, dream on one. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. It's hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversations about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. Some of the stories we have for you this hour, we have the top paid celebrities, including the most beautiful celebrities, according to science. They've actually looked at the faces and bodies and come up with scientific, conclusive information as to who the best looking are. 98% of us would give away our firstborn child. I'll explain that one to you. Oh my God, what has happened to Mick Jagger? He's so old and so fragile. Please, please let it not be something terrible. We have also, this is just craziness because it's summer and your diet is cooked. How to resist those summer weight saboteurs. That's coming up in just a moment. We also have Ben Lindbergh, who is a total fantasy baseball geek, and he got to take over a baseball team, an actual baseball team, and use his fantasy skills to run the team. And Manny the Movie Guy reviews the new Ghostbusters movie and the new movie from Bryan Cranston. It's called The Infiltrator. How about that? Looking good?
That sounds awesome.
We have a ton of stuff to talk about. All right, let's look at the celebrities, first of all, because they're making a lot of money for some reason. In many cases, we don't know why.
It's true.
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
Yes.
Okay, so I have the top 10 highest paid celebs according to Forbes. Do you want them 1 through 10 or
I want to start low and end high.
You want to start low, so start with number 1?
Well, no.
Start low earners.
Earners, yes.
And by low earners, number 10 is 79 million.
Ooh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Who?
Rush.
Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah.
79 million. He sells a lot of tea, doesn't he?
79 million.
Tea and newsletters and books and advertising and all that. Well, good for him. He doesn't have to worry about his retirement, does he?
I forget about him sometimes. But yeah, number 10. And right above him, Adele with 80.5 million.
Well, look at that. She's making a lot of money touring.
I don't even think she needs to tour that much.
Well, can you still make money off of your music?
Yeah, I think she's one that actually makes money off of her music. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because she doesn't allow it into the digital stores, does she?
Exactly.
All right.
Who's Lionel Messi? Is he an athlete?
Lionel Messi? How does he spell Messi?
M-E-S-S-I. Oh. Or 81.5 million. I don't know. It's up to you.
Lionel Messi is a soccer player for the Argentine Professional Football League.
I thought he was an athlete. Yeah. He makes more than Adele.
Wow.
Yeah. Howard Stern is right above him at number 7 with 85 mil.
No kidding. Still raking in the bucks, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't need radio to make money. Look at him.
Right above him, Kevin Hart, that funny guy, 87.5 million, number 6.
Wow. Really? And he's just come on in the last 4 or 5 years, hasn't he?
Oh, I know. But he's, man.
Yeah.
He's laughing his way to the bank.
I guess so.
Or kicking his soccer ball all the way to the bank.
No, Kevin Hart, he's not a soccer player.
I mean, not Kevin
player.
Hart. Sorry. I was looking at number 5.
Who's that?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, yes, of course.
Sorry, I got that mixed up.
Yeah.
Him and Dr. Phil are tied for fourth with 88
million. Dr. Phil is still raking it in?
88 million.
I mean, he's, you know, Is he making more or less? I shouldn't ask. Maybe Oprah's at the top of the list, but that's Oprah money. At least it used to be Oprah money.
Well, here's the thing.
What?
Number three, James Patterson, $95 million, the author.
Oh, wow. An author can make that kind of cash?
Mm-hmm. Wow. $110 million for One Direction, that boy band.
Well, they have to split it.
Yes, but still. And they're splitting $110 million.
Yeah, and they spend 80% of it on hair product.
So that's true. So do you think number one is Oprah?
Well, if Dr. Phil is number what? What was he, four?
Yeah.
Oprah's got to be making more money than Dr. Phil.
Well, number one this year goes to Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
She made $170 million over the past year.
Maybe Oprah isn't reporting anymore.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she's just tired of putting everyone to shame.
Yeah.
She's not even on the top 10. I'm sure she's on the list, but this is just...
Or maybe she just called up Forbes and said, hey, look, if you
leave
ever...
Leave me out of it.
Yeah, don't put me on the list anymore.
Buy my tea.
And I promise to keep talking about you on my show.
And I'll put myself on the cover of every one of my magazines.
Yeah. She has a show. She has like 10 shows now. They're all on her Oprah channel.
I want to be her.
You do?
I mean, kind of.
Well?
She's so cool.
What's the name of her her beard? Her boyfriend? What's his name?
I forget.
Stedman. Yeah.
Is
he still around? Because
I don't know.
Whenever you see Oprah, she's with Gail.
Exactly. I love how we know everyone in her life.
Yeah.
Stedman, Gail.
Uh-huh. Well, she puts it right out there, doesn't she?
I know.
And leaves a bit of mysteries for us to... All right, so we're talking about celebrities. How about the most beautiful celebrities? And this is according to science.
Do they match anyone on my list? Let's find out.
Well, we'll see. According to a new computer mapping technique. And look, what do we know? Johnny Depp's is an interesting looking character, but he just broke up with Amber Heard, who's pretty beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Now that's straight up science right there. But there's a thing called the golden ratio, and it goes all the way back to ancient Greece. It's a standard of beauty based on the ratio of phi, P-H-I, which is 1.618. And it might be pronounced phi, but I think it's phi. It's a little too mathemaniacal for me to understand, but being a radio guy and all, basically, it comes down to all the stuff on your face, your nose, your mouth, your eyes, your eyebrows, etc., and the various distances between them. Or something like that. Anyway, a British cosmetic surgeon came up with a face mapping program that calculates just how close a person is to that golden ratio. They tested a bunch of celebrities, and Amber Heard came out on top.
Really?
Yes. The most beautiful celebrity is Amber Heard. And Johnny Depp messed up.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have guessed that, but okay.
She's followed in this order. By Kim Kardashian, who I will admit, some of the photos she takes, her face is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, I sense some animosity there.
No animosity. I have nothing against her.
We're talking about faces here, not personalities.
Okay, you're right.
So Kim Kardashian, then Kate Moss. Interesting. Haven't heard her name rattled bantied about in a while. Emily Ratajkowski.
She sounds beautiful.
Ratajkowski, yes. Kendall Jenner.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that the one who had all the plastic surgery?
I'm not sure. Did she?
Well, I know one of the littler.
Isn't she the one that showed everybody how to make their lips expand 7 sizes?
Yeah, so that's not really fair because she wasn't born with those mathematical...
Well, it's science. All they can do is work with what they have, what's in the Petri dish right now.
That's true.
Helen Mirren.
Yes.
Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Monroe. But you thought I was going to say Manson, didn't you?
And for a second, yeah.
And Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay. I agree with some of them.
Yeah, so the competition was fierce. The difference between Amber at number one and Jennifer at number 10 is only about 2.5 percentage points. Now, they also determined who had the most attractive individual facial components. They found Amber had the best nose and chin. Kate Moss had the best forehead. Kim K had the best eyebrows. But Scarlett has the best eyes, both of them. Emily with the funny last name had the best lips, and Rihanna was on the list. She had the best face shape, even though she didn't make the overall top 10.
She does have a good shaped face.
Yeah.
If you agree.
If you're into that.
If you're into face shape.
Yeah. So it's like, you can imagine if the old Seinfeld show got a hold of that list.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to talk about resisting those summer weight saboteurs coming up in just moments. But first, let's talk about Aquasana. They make a home water filtration system for you to make your drinking water, your tap water, absolutely delicious. Their Aquasana Rhino water filtration system removes 97% of the chlorine in your tap water. You've heard me talk about this. That chlorine evaporates in your shower stream and permeates the air in your home. Yuck. It's killing you slowly. The Rhino filtration system removes heavy metals, herbicides, pesticides, industrial solvents, and a whole lot more. Your family deserves better tasting, better cooking, safe water. Get a 40% off a deal and free shipping on a complete system from Aquasana right now. Go to our sponsors page at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Aquasana button, and a complete system, which usually sells for $1,600, is yours for just $978.99. Aquasana, live healthy. All right, here we go now. Summer. Oh, summer. It's a beautiful time of year. It's warm. Everybody heads to the beach with next to nothing on, and there's food and drink and a ton of opportunities to give you reason to cover up that body, which seems to be forever in a state of weight loss, weight gain flux. Joining us now to talk about those summer weight saboteurs is an ordained minister and counselor who spent 40 years of yo-yoing it up and down on a diet. Renee Jones, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Just great that you're here. Now, what is it about summer, Renee, that avails us to eating more than we should?
I think it's the, what are there, like three national holidays, Memorial Day to Labor Day, with 4th of July in between.
Yep.
We just like to party.
Yeah. And then add the wedding anniversaries, because there are a lot of summer weddings, right?
And baseball games and
oh god,
everything.
The barbecues, burgers, ribs, hot dogs, brats. And with those barbecues, there's beer and soda and chips and dip. And oh, don't forget the ice cream. Oh,
homemade ice cream. Yes.
did I nail everything there? I didn't include salad. Oh yeah, there's salad.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because all of those are comfort foods. I mean, just when I say them, it sounds like there's an element of love involved.
Indeed, indeed.
So what do you do to just dial it back a little bit?
I think it's a lot about choices and about balancing. Because if you know you're going to a party where there's going to be all kinds of stuff that you just cannot refuse, go enjoy every bite. And then cut it back the next week a little bit, or maybe go for a walk.
I thought you were going to say go to the bathroom and stick your finger down your throat. Gosh, because I'm going to eat so much that, you know, the damage is done, isn't it?
Well, it could be, but it doesn't have to stay. Because when you gain a couple of pounds really fast, they will also come off really fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a lot of it is water.
Provided you don't nap for 3 days afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Then you put on an extra couple pounds in there. But I mean, summer really is an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yes.
And can you actually disarm the triggers in your brain that comfort food launches?
Absolutely. You just have to pay attention to it. You have to figure out what is it about this particular food that draws me so. And then kind of reverse engineer that, back away from it. Think of another way you can get what you need from it. I have a process that I call the hangout process.
Uh-huh.
And when you think about food, first thing you do is stop and ask yourself, am I hungry? And if the answer is no, then the A is attraction. What is the attraction to that food? And then the N is need. What do you need that you're trying to get from that food?
I need that food to love me.
Yes. So go get it from some other place that doesn't have so many calories. Oh. That would be the G. Go find what you need in a more appropriate way.
Yeah, I suppose. But, you know, I guess we're wired. We're driving to a party. And on our mind is, when are they going to be serving for eats? You know, what are they going to, is it barbecue? There's going to, you know, and in our house, like with a lot of houses, the kitchen is the focal point of the house, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so we've got one of those islands, and it's way too large. But what you do with the island is you put all of the food out. So when people walk in, they say, holy crap, that's a lot of food. And in their head, they say that out loud, but in their head, they're saying, I'm eating all of it.
Yes.
I mean, it's just standard party behavior, isn't it?
It is, but I would suggest that we can decide at some point that we want to eat maybe only 75% of what we might normally eat.
Yeah.
And you just have to really keep your mind on your goal and choose differently for yourself. You know, if your goal is to lose 5 pounds in the next month or so, yeah, then you've got to make good choices, even at parties.
Yeah. All right. So I want to make sure that I have clarity here, that I can go to a party and chow down as long as I'm a good boy for the next 3 or 4 days.
Kind of depends on your metabolism. But yes, you can do that. I mean, as I said, the pounds will come off a little more quickly, but is it good for you?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, and that's up to the host and hostess of the show or the party. It is a show. It's an eating show, isn't it? Everybody's showing off the food that they cooked to one degree or another.
What I often tell my clients is, if there's something that you just have to have,
yeah,
then go get a portion of it, just one portion. Put it on a plate, use a knife and fork or spoon, sit down and really enjoy it. Because very often we eat on autopilot and we just stuff it down as quickly as we can.
Yeah.
And we don't end up enjoying it.
Here's a tip, and you can adopt this in your counseling if you like. Okay. Fill up your plate and then sit down to somebody next to somebody you haven't seen in a long time, mm-hmm, and have a very involved, long conversation. You'll get one bite in your mouth every 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, because it takes a good 20 minutes for our brains to signal to our stomach that we're satisfied.
Yeah, and provided you're not one of those people that shoves food in your mouth and keeps talking and spits on people's foreheads, you know. hold still, you have a little barbecue sauce, right? Let me get it. Okay, got it.
Never talk with your mouth full.
That's right. So that's another thing. If you remember that golden rule, then that'll help you dial it back a little bit. Now, you don't sound like a killjoy in all of this. I mean, it's all common sense. You just have to be strong. And the older you get, the more important it is for you to pay attention to this sort of thing, because, you know, you're 20 years old, you can bounce right back without a problem, right? But 55, 65, something like that, you know, today could be your last day.
Yes. We try not to think about that.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, right. And all that food, it just gives you a little push, you know, out the door.
Sometimes.
The door of death.
Oh, this is so uplifting, Phil.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I know. I mean, all of this, the whole food thing, it's a fatalistic conversation anyway, because we love it so much. And when we throw a party, we want people to come in and just have a wonderful, we want them to be pigs. Let's face it.
Do you? Do you want them to be pigs, or do you want them just to come enjoy themselves and eat what they would like?
That's what I'm going for. I just want to enjoy myself. I don't want to be Miss Piggy, because I am that at home. So when I go to a party, I'm trying to, you know, be on my best behavior.
Oh, I see.
That's when you eat like a girl.
Yes. Yeah. Like a lady.
You're not one of those, Skylar, who grabs the ribs and the two potato chips and 35 ounces of dip and goes around the corner where nobody could see you eat it, right?
Not when I'm trying to get my bikini body ready.
You know? Oh.
There you go.
And we've seen your Instagram account. Renee Jones, thank you for the advice on how to beat the summer weight saboteurs. We love talking with you and appreciate the time you spent with us.
Well, thank you very much.
You have a website that we can visit?
www.packyourownbag.com.
Packyourownbag.com. Beautiful. We'll send everybody there. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
There we go. All right. I feel 2 pounds lighter already.
Me too.
All right. Coming up in a little bit, fantasy baseball in reality. You could be totally geeked out on this stuff and actually run a football team. We're going to hear, a baseball team. We're going to hear from a guy who actually did that coming up in the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Stay with us. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.